Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Liberty for All, that's the new book by our good friend Rick Newman, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com, is that right, Rick?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Check that out. Rick is a very prolific reporter. Handful of articles every week. He cranks them out very, very beautifully and very well done. I encourage you to subscribe to all his stuff. Rick, thanks again for being here. We were wrapping up on Tesla with the Ford executives, a tip of the hat to Tesla, the electric car company. And I was saying as we went to the break, something we can spend a little bit of time on, that is that I wonder if at the end of the day, say 5 years from now, the Tesla automobile company may be just another electric car company, but Elon Musk will have moved on to where he doesn't care about the car company. He's trying to put batteries in everything, you know, improve the battery technology for things, many things beyond cars. What do you think?
That seems to be his idea. This is complicated, Jim, and far from proven. There's a long way to go here, but important to know is, you know, developments in battery technology do not happen nearly as fast as developments in microprocessor technology. So people need to understand.
Are you surprised, looking back over the last 10 years, that we haven't gotten farther with battery technology?
No, I'm not, because it's chemistry, it's not miniaturization, and it's not chips. So where we're used to the idea that every year a new iPhone will come out, mm-hmm. it'll be twice as capable as the one before it. That is not the case with batteries.
Moore's Law doesn't fit batteries, right?
It does not fit. That's right. It does not apply. And most people, if they go to the dealership and check out an electric car, they're going to do the math. The Americans suddenly get very good at math when it affects their own pocketbook. They'll do the math and they'll realize this is not cost effective. I mean, for most people, it is still not cost effective.
It's an expensive vehicle. It only goes 200 miles on a charge. It takes 8 hours to charge it, et cetera, et cetera.
And it costs a lot more. And that is including a $7,500 federal tax credit. So this is heavily subsidized by the government right now. If you took that tax credit away, practically nobody would buy these things.
Right.
So a lot needs to happen before these make sense for ordinary people. And a lot of, you know, the scientists say, we don't think it's going to happen. So it's a huge gamble by Elon Musk. Breakthroughs need to happen. He thinks he's going to be the guy who creates breakthroughs.
He's built a home battery pack, though, hasn't he? Are you familiar
with
that?
Yeah, that doesn't make economic sense either. So, you know, I mean, he's basically saying, look, this is the starter model. Okay, or, you know, we'll have a few first adopters. That's the way technology always gets started, and it'll get better as we scale up. But again, this depends on technical breakthroughs, and nobody's quite sure what those are going to be. So
you gotta love this kind of unreasonable desire and these attempts, because nothing happens to break through if you don't have somebody like Elon Musk. You gotta love a guy like that.
The guy has incredible force of will.
And he's putting his money where his mouth is.
That's totally true. And he's literally putting his own money where his mouth is. He's done that in the past. And there are thousands or millions maybe of haters, as he would say, who just don't want to see him succeed. So he's trying something really, really hard. I hope he makes it. We'd all be better off if he did.
Well,
but when you just look at the facts, it's tough.
Well, here's the thing. When you think about the turn of the next century, Rick, surely we'll be, you know, on our last legs of carbon fuel. We'll have all kinds of other issues. We're going to need some kind of new propulsion, and maybe even something beyond electricity. And so, I mean, without people who have this kind of vision, who literally, probably, I'm sure Elon Musk goes to bed at night thinking, you know what, maybe not in my lifetime, but maybe I can help the person in the next lifetime.
I don't think he, knowing this guy, I think he says, in my lifetime.
In my lifetime, by golly.
He's even more ambitious.
No, I believe that, but I mean, in his heart of hearts, I think, you know, he's got to say, you know, I'm trying to have an impact on this century.
Sure, and even more than that, Jim, this is a guy who plans to fly to Mars in a spacecraft
one way
he will build in his life. No, return trip.
Oh, he's going to do a return trip, huh?
Absolutely.
Is he planning on going himself?
That's the kind of guy we're talking about. Sorry?
Did you say he's planning on going himself?
No, he's going to create a company. He's going to bring thousands and thousands of people there.
Yeah. What does it take? A year and a half to get there?
Yeah, it's something like that. And then you'll have to stay there for a year or something like that before you can begin.
But that's a better deal than the one-way trip, though, right?
Because
there is one. What is it? Which one is it that's... This plan, the one-way thing. But anyway, back to the batteries as we wrap up this segment here. You've got people out there working on... I've been reporting on hydrogen propulsion for 15 years, at least, on the show.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And I don't know if electricity, battery storage will be the next thing, but we've got to find a new kind of propulsion besides internal combustion, don't we?
Well, we do, and this you'll appreciate this point, Jim. I mean, there was a time when the U.S. government used to take on huge challenges like this, and the government can do it because it can build the infrastructure that we need.
Like the internet.
You can't understand how important the infrastructure is, the network of charging stations and stuff, and now the government doesn't do stuff like that anymore, really. And we've got a private guy who's saying, I will build the infrastructure, and he's actually doing it. So in that sense, what Elon Musk is doing is remarkable.
God bless him. I love those kinds of entrepreneurial stories. Tintail, more to come with our good friend Rick Newman after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. On the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.